I'm Petty Officer Caleb Foote. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, NATO cyber support, and Army drone innovation. Representatives from 20 allied government and national agencies exercised NATO's ability to coordinate responses to significant malicious cyber activities affecting critical national infrastructures. The exercise aimed to ensure that NATO's Virtual Cyber Incident Support Capability, or VCISC, mechanism can operate swiftly and smoothly. Launched at the 2023 Vilnius Summit, this capability works as a clearinghouse for allied assistance in the event of a cyber attack. Through the VCISC, NATO facilitates assistance, linking those requesting support with the designated counterparts in other allied countries, and helping coordinate offers of support such as malware analysis, cyber threat intelligence, and digital forensics. The aim is to help allies mitigate the impact of and recover from significant malicious activities. The initiative is led by the allies on a voluntary basis using national assets. U.S. Army Rowan Stefan, an intelligence officer assigned to the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, explains the creation of 2CR's Drone Innovation Lab and implications for the future of U.S. Army warfare.
So the whole transforming a contact concept, what we took that as is we took the mindset of transforming contact. It's that adaptation mentality. It's the understanding how fast things are moving right now. So having a system that is completely designed from the ground up by soldiers based on mission needs is transforming contact. And that's really the foundation of this whole purpose-built attributable system program. Whatever the time is, we're building them to be perfect for that exact mission set.
To learn more about NATO cyber support, visit nato.int. And to learn more about the Army Drone Initiative, visit divitub.net. And as always, stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Caleb Foote.